Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Finn.
Today's programme is all about the future perfect continuous tense.
We'll tell you when to use it,
how to form it,
and how it differs from the future perfect tense.
So let's start with an example of the future perfect.
This time next year, I'll have finished my course.
Here, the action, finishing the course, will be completed before a particular time in the future, this time next year.
OK, and now for the future perfect continuous.
In January, I'll have been studying for 3 years.
Here, the action, studying, goes right up to the specified time and will probably continue afterwards.
So we use the future perfect continuous rather than the future perfect when we want to focus on the continuous nature of the activity and how long it will be going on for.
We often use the future perfect continuous with for plus an amount of time. So in the earlier example, we had for 3 years.
Let's have some more examples of the future perfect continuous.
Tomorrow, I'll have been working here for 6 months. In July, we'll have been living in Dubai for 2 years. By the time the bus gets here, we'll have been waiting over an hour.
Notice that the last example didn't have for, as we don't always have to include it.
Now, we usually use a time phrase with both tenses to state the particular time in the future. These often start with by or in. Listen to these examples.
By 2020, the city's population will have doubled. In June, I'll have been unemployed for 5 months.
You can use by or in with any future day, date, month, season or special day.
For the future perfect continuous, the time phrases begin with in or on.
On Sunday, he'll have been travelling for 3 weeks.
We often use when or by the time in time phrases with both tenses. Listen to these examples.
When your train gets in, we'll have been waiting for over 2 hours. By the time you get home, the chicken will have been cooking for 2 hours. By the time you get back, we'll have had dinner.
Notice that when and by the time are followed by a verb. This verb is in the present simple, not the future.
Now, as well as predicting future events and situations, we can also use the future perfect and future perfect continuous to say what we imagine might or might not have happened.
They won't have arrived yet. They only left 20 minutes ago. Sam didn't come home last night. He'll have been working all night to finish his report.
In the first example, we assume that they haven't arrived yet, based on the knowledge that they only left 20 minutes ago.
And in the second example, we imagine that Sam has been working all night because he didn't come home last night.
We form the future perfect with subject plus will or won't plus have and the past participle of the main verb.
By the summer, I'll have finished all my exams. The film won't have started yet.
For the future perfect continuous, it's subject plus will or won't plus have plus been plus the present participle.
They won't have been watching the match as they're on holiday.
For future perfect questions, it's will or won't plus subject plus have plus the past participle.
Will you have managed to read all the reports by this afternoon?
Asking questions in the future perfect continuous is more usually done with question tags, so the order is the same as for statements.
He won't have been working all day, will he?
Question words can also be used, in which case it's will plus subject plus have plus been plus present participle.
What will they have been talking about?
6 Minute Grammar
from BBC Learning English.
We're talking about the future perfect continuous tense.
To recap, we use the future perfect continuous to talk about something that will be going on at a particular time in the future.
Or to say what we assume has or hasn't already happened.
Now it's time for our quiz. Which is correct, A or B? Are you ready?
Let's go.
Number one, A. It's only 6 o'clock. they won't have arrived yet. B. It's only 6 o'clock. They won't have been arriving yet.
And this one is A.
Correct. Number two, A. On Tuesday, I'll have been worked here for 2 years. B. On Tuesday, I'll have been working here for 2 years.
And this one is B.
That's right. Finally, number three, A. When you will visit, we'll have been living here for 6 months. B. When you visit, we'll have been living here for 6 months.
And this one is B as well.
That's correct, and it's the end of the show. There's lots more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar soon. Goodbye.
Bye.